Thousands of migrants from Africa, South Asia, and Iran are now marooned in the Greek capital, Athens. The neighboring Balkan nation of Macedonia, like several other European countries, is starting to limit the number of migrants they will let in. They say only refugees from wars are welcome, not economic migrants. Joanna Kakissis has this report from Athens.
Doda and Abdul Hamid Baluch are 18-year-old cousins from Pakistan. Bundled in electric blue parkas, they watch young Greek men play soccer. Doda says they're from Baluchistan, a restive province where he says young men are often killed by the army.
Now we can't go to Pakistan again. If we go,
they kill us.
We will die here, but we can't go back.
The cousins landed on a Greek island a month ago. They want to go to Germany, where nearly a million migrants have claimed asylum this year. But Macedonia blocked them.
We are thinking, what should we do now? But we don't know what will happen today or tomorrow.
Macedonian authorities claim they were overwhelmed by the thousands of migrants crossing the country's borders every day. Last month, they decided to only let Syrians, Afghans, and Iraqis pass through. Macedonia treats everyone else as economic migrants. They are now stuck in Greece. The Greek government has been forced to convert sports arenas into temporary migrant camps. Inside one of the arenas, the toilets are backed up so water pools in the hallways. Men urinate into plastic bottles. There are heaps of trash. A security alarm rings and rings. It has not stopped since Mohammed Reza arrived with his wife and three young children 3 days ago. They're from Iran. Reza admits he's an economic migrant. He's also trying to reach Germany. He wants a better life for his kids, including his shy 3-year-old daughter, Aysan. Aysan caught a bad cold while her family camped outside for more than 2 weeks at the Greek-Macedonian border. She sleeps on a blanket on the floor. Fights often break out here. There's no security, even in areas with children. A young Iranian mother, who gives her name as Marjan Dastani, says a group of young men, Moroccan migrants, attacked families with fire extinguishers and tried to take her tent. Another Moroccan, a dad named Mohammed Haji, intervened. He says the men wanted to fight her.
The guys, Moroccan, drank beer and alcohol, smoking cigars in here, and Pfizer, all night Pfizer.
British volunteer aid worker Luke Judge says many of these migrants paid smugglers thousands of dollars to get here because they assumed the European Union would welcome them.
And they get here having risked their lives on the boats, and Europe says, we were accepting you, but we're not anymore. Goodbye.
But only a few say they will go home. Many are trying to buy fake Syrian or Afghan passports, whatever it takes to keep moving west. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.